Many of you are familiar with Grant Gotchin, who is a prominent activist and litigant in pursuing historical truth. Now, he's written a number of recent articles titled The War on Truth, The Enemy Within, and historical accounts in both the South African Jewish Report and other online publications. And his work confronts us with hard truths. Grant exposes how Holocaust revisionism, propaganda, and betrayal from within still threaten Jewish survival today. Drawing on survivor testimony that Lithuanian civilians led the early mass killings, Grant links the lies of the past to the disinformation wars of the present, arguing that silence is no longer an option. And he joins us now on the line. Grant, it's always such a pleasure to have you here on The Home Run. Thank you so much for your time and your insight. If I can start off by asking you, you link Lithuania's Holocaust revisionism, Hamas propaganda, and Russian disinformation. For you, what's the common tactic they all share?
Hi, Paula. It's great to talk to you again. Paula, we're a much hated minority, and it's a very convenient minority for the world to hate because we're easily identifiable. They can accuse us of everything they're guilty of themselves. They can point the finger at us and accuse us of whatever they want. And they can rile up the hate because, you know, everybody needs somebody to hate to feel good about themselves. And we're the most convenient target in the world. So disinformation and misinformation work similarly across cultures, across media, across time. And you know, all you need to do is spark a lie, repeat it often enough, spread it widely enough, and it eventually becomes the truth. So whether it was Jews were poisoning the wells in Europe, or Jews were killing Christian children to use their blood in matzah, or now that Jews are committing a genocide and killing children again, the lies don't need any truth to spread and be repeated. We are so few. We're such a small population. They're such a big population. You know, they tell the lie and then they spread the lie.
Of course, Grant, one of the places that the lie is most easily spread is through the media. And you have called the media war Israel's eighth front. What do you think is Israel's biggest failing when it comes to its eighth front? And any ideas how it can be fixed?
Israel actually is fighting this war on nine fronts. The ninth front, you know, is an emerging front of state and local legislatures. But the eighth front is this media war. And unless Israel begins to confront it, Israel has no media strategy. Israel is terrible at communication. Jews as individuals or as a community don't do it. And so the lie spread without being countered, the accusations carry on. That photograph in the New York Times of that starving child, you know, by the time it had been shown to be a fraud, you know, everybody had seen it, everybody believed it because it was consistent with all of the other stories that had been propagated. And it had become a truth before Israel even began to counter it. We need to activate individual Jews, you, me, and everybody in the community, to educate ourselves on the facts and to be able to respond. There's 2 billion Muslims in the world. You know, If even 1% of those 2 billion Muslims are anti-Israel activists, you know, that's a lot of people. That's more than us combined. They have vast resources. The resources coming out of Qatar to fund this are immense. We need to either start fighting back, or this is never going to end well.
Grant, you wrote a piece in, and you titled it "The Enemy Within." How do you distinguish between legitimate criticism of Israel and rhetoric that actively harms Jews?
You know, everybody always answers a question like this with saying it's legitimate to criticize Israel. Of course, it's legitimate to criticize Israel. It's legitimate to criticize prices at the grocery store. But do we always have to criticize Israel in order to validate ourselves or validate everybody else? You know, it's not necessary to criticize Israel all the time to validate every argument. So, you know, when people are obsessively criticizing Israel, when they manufacture lies to criticize Israel, or they amplify known lies, that's a step too far.
You've also urged Jews to stop funding NGOs, non-governmental organizations like Amnesty and Human Rights Watch. How do you respond to those who still see these organizations as valuable?
They're ignorant, or there's something wrong with them.
Perhaps just because explain your specific criticism against these organizations.
These are ideological hate organizations. You know, many years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center in the United States called a number of organizations in the United States hate organizations because of their campaign against gay and lesbian people. And it was incredibly controversial. At the same time, now is time to call organizations like Amnesty International a hate organization for its relentless and dishonest campaign against Israel. And those of us who fund these organizations were actually started by Jews or led by Jews or contributed to immensely by Jews. And they've been taken over, and they've been co-opted into hate organizations. And those of us who fund these organizations are enabling our own destruction.
I've just got a comment in that I want to share with you. Sorry to interrupt you, Grant, but Stan's saying that anti-Semitism is also driven by mob courage. The individuals making up the mob feel safe. It's easy to pick on an obvious target, and who's the most obvious target? It's also passed down from generation to generation. A parent passes a remark about Jews, the kiddie picks it up at an impressionable age, and the kiddie becomes a parent, and the cycle repeats.
Yes?
Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. Anti-Semitism is in so many guises, so many forms. You know, we are such a small people. If they hadn't been murdering us for all these thousands of years, if you just extrapolate the numbers of what we were as a population and natural growth, we would be something like 600 million people today. Instead, we're 2.5% of that. We're 15 million people. And, you know, it's awful that they've succeeded in killing us so much that we are just a remnant of what we could have been. And yet we are still so small, and so visible and so hated that they keep on trying to kill us.
Grant, in some of your writings, you've also compared modern figures to historic Jewish betrayers. How do you judge when someone crosses the line?
When they relentlessly lie, when they relentlessly villainize, when their being is to destroy us from within. An enemy within is far more dangerous than an external enemy. And when some of the names that are mentioned in those articles, and your listeners can go and read those articles to see how many South African Jews are actually in those articles, and I only listed a few. You know, when their being is about the destruction of their own people, that's when they've crossed the line. Look, every community has self-haters. There are self-hating gay people. There's self-hating blacks. There's this self-hating Armenians. But we seem to be infected with self-hating Jews who want to destroy us. And it's a tragedy.
For listeners who share your anger but perhaps feel powerless, what's the first step that one can take to push back?
Well, I think that what I'm doing is pushing back, is that we're calling people out in public, we're identifying their lies, we're standing up and saying no more. I think every Jew needs to examine the organizations that they're funding and supporting to see if they're effective, to see if they're pushing back at this. We need to stop accepting and tolerating. You know, we Jews don't excommunicate people. Other communities do. Perhaps we need to find a community structure where we can say we are not accepting this within our community anymore, and perhaps the community needs to turn their back on some of the people on some of the people within and say we will not accept being vilified, being lied about, being accused, and being hung out to dry as the world's eternal evil. We're not evil people. We're really good people. We've done so much for the world, and yet we face this relentless hatred. And oftentimes the hate against us comes from mental illness or a pathological source or just a convenient target.
Strong words,
but
Grant.
We cannot accept it anymore.
Yeah, strong words. And, you know, while you're talking, I'm thinking, unfortunately, when the criticism and the hatred comes from within, the argument is always, well, one of yours says this, and it carries so much weight than perhaps it should. Just a reminder of the recent writings of Grant. If you just Google him online, Grant Gochin, G-O-C-H-I-N, you can type in The War on Truth, The Enemy Within. You can also look for some of his writings in the South African Jewish Report. Grant, as always, thanks so much for weighing in, and we'll definitely chat with you again really soon.